This is Gary Byron from the Talk of Connecticut. Today's program from the Catholic Cemeteries is an encore presentation. The Catholic Cemeteries Association has been a participant in our Saturday morning lineup for over a year now. They have been an advertiser for over 3 years, promoting the value of pre-planning for end-of-life needs. Chris Radlitz, Family Service Director, introduced us to a new product and service from the Catholic Cemeteries Association a couple of months ago, the Catholic Funeral Plan. The rollout of the Catholic Funeral Plan is a natural evolution of the work that the CCA has been doing for the last 5 years with the families of the Archdiocese of Hartford, educating families of the rights to a Christian burial and the explaining of the choices that must be made in a sad time are goals of the organization. Chris and I go through a question and answer dialogue explaining what the Catholic Funeral Plan is and how it helps families in their pre-planning process. Remember, the value of pre-planning can be financial. Costs will always continue to rise. It can be emotional in that the choices of what you want in this trying time are granted. And most importantly, it can be a relief knowing that loved ones don't have to be burdened with the decision-making at a time of grieving. The Catholic Funeral Plan is designed to help families in their pre-planning needs. Chris and I go into detail of the plan and cover the what, why, and how it works. This plan is approved by the Archdiocese and is available to all Connecticut residents as well as non-Catholics. But I'm getting ahead of myself. Remember, you can listen to the shows on the Talk of Connecticut website. Just go to the blog tab and click on the Catholic Cemeteries Association. Reaching the CCA is easy also. You can call them toll-free 1-800-505-0080 or visit their website at cca.cem.org. Enjoy the show and learn more about the Catholic Funeral Plan. Good Saturday morning to everybody. Welcome to the Catholic Cemeteries Association radio show, along with the Director of Family Services of the CCA, Chris Radlitz. I'm Gary Byron. Hey, Chris, good morning to you there, buddy.
Good morning, Gary. How are you doing?
Oh, I was going to ask you that question. I'm doing well. I'm doing okay. How about you?
I'm doing great.
We've actually spoken in the past about a new service being offered by the Catholic Cemeteries Association. It's the Catholic Funeral Plan, available to the entire state of Connecticut. This is really exciting for me. Chris, tell us about the Catholic Funeral Plan.
Well, I'm glad you're asking about it, because the Catholic Funeral Plan is something that we're very excited about. It's a new service that we're providing to the families of the Archdiocese. Basically, it is a faith-based pre-need plan that allows Catholic families to plan their funeral arrangements in advance. Of course, I work with the Cemetery Association, so we've always very strongly recommended for families to do their pre-need planning for their cemetery.
I was going to say that, but you did it better than I could have.
So. Sorry?
No.
So now we have the opportunity to help families with their funeral arrangements. So the plan ensures that when you die, the funeral arrangements you've selected will be delivered with no additional cost to your family, and in accordance with the liturgical traditions of the church, as well as your own personal wishes. So it's kind of a really neat way to counteract some of the cultural activities going on. If you look at the funeral industry as a whole, funeral homes used to be mom-and-pop organizations. And I say that very respectfully, because small family-owned businesses like that that have deep roots in the community are something that we as people have always come to trust, because they're our neighbors, basically. Okay, they're people that we know. We've grown up with these families.
Sure.
So we turn, and most families have built traditions with funeral homes. So there's a legacy. You know, well, my grandfather got buried there, so my father's going to be there, and I'm sure as heck can go there, because that's our funeral home. They're the ones that have taken care of our family. Well, not every funeral home has family or extended family that wants to get in the business and keep that going. So what has ended up happening is not only in the state of Connecticut, but across the country, more so across the country, there's these large corporate firms that are coming in and buying up funeral homes, okay? And they build a business model that is good for the corporation because they are a for-profit corporation. And you start to lose a lot of the significance of not only the Catholic traditions that funeral directors would support, but also some of the financial side of things changes, and it becomes a little harder. You know, it used to be that if you had a funeral that came up that unfortunately someone passed and you couldn't pay for it right away, a funeral director would say, oh, that's fine, you know, let's do a payment plan or whatever, because it was, again, part of the community. It's almost like the local bank back in the old days.
Right.
Always there to help you and try and make sure that you're as successful as you can be so that they actually make money in the long run. Maybe not in the short term, but long term, they had the right vision.
Right. Yep.
That's not the way it is with corporations in general. You know how that is, okay? So consequently, that's had an effect on what funeral directors who are part of these corporations have to say to families about the traditions of the Catholic Church, because some of those are more costly, okay? And they say they're more costly because it requires more time for the funeral director, or they don't uphold the Catholic traditions, like having a funeral mass, okay? Because there's costs associated with transporting the body to the church,
sure, and
back to the cemetery, et cetera. So this plan, the Catholic Funeral Plan, really has been designed to meet that need and try and provide a means to alleviate the financial burden, give Catholic families their rights as the traditions of the Catholic Church for their funeral, and, of course, to try and alleviate the burden that we leave behind on those that have to deal with all this when we're gone. So it's really a great plan. We're really proud of it and really happy to bring it out.
Is the plan approved by the church?
It is. After a very extensive review, the Catholic Funeral Plan received the approval from the Archdiocese of Hartford as a way to protect the church's teachings and to guarantee Catholic families an affordable funeral in the traditions of the church. So it's actually been, I think it took almost 2 years for the church to approve it. Yeah, I mean, look, the church does, you know,
they move slow, is that what you're saying, or they're just thorough?
We were talking even last week about how long it takes for, for like miracles and things to be approved, because the church is so diligent that it does not want to put an approval on something that is going to possibly be negative for the families of their diocese.
That makes sense.
So they spent a lot of time reviewing this, and then it was finally given its blessing and approval, so... You know, that's a big deal to us. I mean, as not only because we're the Catholic Cemeteries Association, but as Catholics, to have something that's been approved by the Archdiocese that is so important in the lives of the future of our families, I think it's great. So this is the only plan. It's the only funeral plan that's been endorsed and approved by the Catholic Archdiocese of Hartford. And we, as the Catholic Cemeteries Association, have a subsidiary called the Catholic Family Services Association, which was established to administer the Catholic Funeral Plan. And you'll see that as we talk about this and, you know, over time, there's so much that this plan does for families that you'll start to understand why you actually need a separate organization to try and manage all this. So,
well, I'm just trying to think the next question our listeners would probably have is, how does the Catholic Funeral Plan actually work?
That's a really good question. So I think that the first step is you come and talk to a family service advisor and let them explain how the plan works. When you enroll in the plan, you basically select the funeral home of your choice that you ultimately would like to take care of these services.
Uh-huh.
You then determine the arrangements that are best suited to you at a price that you feel is appropriate and that you're comfortable with. What I mean by that is, do you want a two-day viewing? Do you want a one-day viewing? Do you want to be cremated? Would you prefer more traditional burial with a casket? What's the flower arrangements? Okay, what's the type of casket that you want? What type of a vault do you want? Do you want a priest to do a full mass? Do you want a memorial service? So there's, I mean, obviously we want a full mass because we're Catholics, but there's all these questions. There's about 60 or 70 of these different things that people who lose someone suddenly, all of a sudden this is all thrown on them. I mean, it's almost not surprising that You know, people say, no, I'll just do a direct cremation. I have to worry about it all because there's so much. One of the things I liken it to is, you know, when you have a child who's getting married, you spend the year planning that wedding. Okay?
Yeah.
And sometimes that's not even enough. No. And there's a whole lot of heartache sometimes involved in the whole process and all the things you have to go through. Well, guess what? You got 48 hours to basically do the same thing. Think about it. Because all the things that are associated with a funeral, pretty much all the same things that are associated with a wedding in general. You know, you got to have the church, you got to have the priest, you got to have the readings, you got to figure out the music, you got to have the repast afterwards, which is a significant part of a funeral. How many days? You know, it's a lot of work that has to be done in a very short period of time. So you choose all of these things in advance. All of these things get recorded. As part of our organization, we partner with the Diocese of Pittsburgh, who basically invented the Catholic funeral plan 20-some years ago, and they maintain a database. So once you sign up with us, you get a card that you actually get five cards that are the actual cards that say you are a member of the Catholic funeral plan. When you die, your loved one just takes that card, calls the Catholic funeral plan, and everything's taken care of. We call the funeral home, we call the priest, we call everybody, and it all gets taken care of. You literally have nothing to do other than obviously some minor choices that you may make at the time, like what newspaper's obituaries are going to go in. All that can be done in the Catholic funeral plan in advance, but there may be some new papers, there may be new things you want to do, whatever. There may be some legacy sites that you want information on, so you have some of those things you have to deal with. But in terms of the funeral itself and all of the things that surround it, it's all planned. You make one phone call, and this team goes into action, and they take care of everything.
Is it a fair assessment, if I were to use one word to describe it, could I use the word coordinator?
I think coordinator is a small part of it.
Okay.
Because not only do they coordinate all these different actions, but after the funeral, they review the bill. These are experts, okay, in the field. Now, I don't know. Have you ever had to look at a funeral bill? Have you ever had to pay for a funeral? I have, more than one. And I get the bill, and I kind of look at it and go, well, okay, I mean, this is what it is, so I'm going to pay it. Do I know what all of these things are, exactly how they're listed and what they mean? You'd think, I'd like to think I know some of it, but I don't. There's so much of it, I have no idea. That bill comes in, it goes directly to the Catholic funeral plan. And we look at it, and we itemize it, and if there's something that's not right, we call the funeral home, and we'll take care of it, and we'll fix it. So you have somebody who's looking out for you, not only to make sure that the traditions of the Catholic Church are upheld, not only to make sure that the individual gets the wishes that they exactly wanted and they're taken care of, but we're also going to rely and take care of it financially for you. We're going to make sure that you don't have any issues and that you've been not treated fairly, but that you are treated accurately. So that the bill that comes in is accurate and truly reflects the services that you contracted for.
Is the person receiving or the family receiving one bill?
The family doesn't even receive a bill.
Because it's prepaid.
Everything's paid directly to the funeral home.
Okay.
Yeah, it's an amazing amazing service.
You mentioned, though, a very important issue that we've talked about multiple times on this show. And we're kind of getting there now with how the plan is funded.
Well, yeah, I mean, and that's fair, right? Because when you do a plan like this, you want to take care of the cost of it. That's not only is there the emotional burden that is left behind by the passing of someone. Uh-huh. In many cases, it's a significant financial burden. So you want to make sure that the plan is fully funded, okay? And we use as the funding tool an insurance policy. So one of the beauties of the insurance policy is that there's a lot of different options that are available, and they will all suit the different financial circumstances of every family. Once you're enrolled in the plan, if you should die while making payments, the plan's completely paid for. Family doesn't have to keep paying. It's done because of the nature of the funding bill. It's an insurance policy.
Gotcha.
So if I sign up for a 10-year plan where I'm going to pay for 10 years in order to fully fund my plan, and within 2 years I pass away, you're done. That's it. Plan's paid for. Everything's paid for. So it's really, it's just a really smart means of going about it. If you look at how do you eliminate future financial obligations, this is really the greatest way to do it. Funeral directors in the state of Connecticut rely heavily on the funeral director's trust, where you come in and you pay and you put the money in, 100% up front, maybe over a year, okay? Which for some people is still very difficult to do. This plan, like, you can pay over 10 years if you want. You can pay over 5 years, 3 years, whatever is right for your financial situation. And the other big thing is you have complete control of the funds the whole time. So you can make any changes you want. You can do whatever you want with it. Whereas when you turn it over to a funeral trust, that's not the case.
Are funeral directors aware of this plan?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, part of the approval process that we went through with the Archdiocese was to actually present this plan to the Connecticut Funeral Directors Association so that they'd be fully aware of what we were doing. And if they had any questions, comments, concerns, we'd be able to help them and answer them. And that's what we did. So we made that presentation. They're fully aware of it. They know that we're doing it. And see, the beauty is, in long term, this is to the benefit of the funeral directors. And the reason is that more and more people are going to cremation, which the services associated with cremation are usually less than what you would get with the full rites of Christian burial, which is namely the visitation, which is the mass, which is the committal in the cemetery. This allows people to not have to worry about the financial implications of that because all of these costs are taken care of. So it'll actually help funeral directors in the long run.
Okay. Well, what about the impact of like – what about like inflation on funeral expenses? I mean, this gets small. If I did this now or somebody did this now, they prepaid it and they died, you know, 30 years from now.
Well, I think that if you look, inflation is something that is always going to be around. And the Catholic funeral plan is designed to eliminate the effects of inflation at your for all of your funeral expenses. And the reason is that the policy protects against inflation. Mm. It grows in value each year and historically has kept pace with or even exceeded the price increases that are associated with funerals. Mm-hmm. So that's another reason that we were so excited about this particular type of policy is because it is a growing policy. It will – so, if, you know, if you sign up and you don't use the plan for 30 years because you've had good health or whatever, you know, the value of that is going to be double or triple what it was when you signed up. So it worked out – it works out really well. I think that keeping that aspect of eliminating the effects of inflation on your funeral expenses in the forefront of our decision-making process was a big benefit for us to actually get involved.
Actually, I think it's a very important benefit, Chris.
And the other aspect is that if there's money left over because it's grown, it goes directly to your family who you choose to be the beneficiary.
Oh, you're kidding.
No.
Wow.
So it's not just to pay for it. It's also whatever's left goes directly to your family. And the Catholic Funeral Plan is cutting checks regularly to family members.
So how else can my family, let's say, if I were to do this, how else could my family benefit from this plan?
Well, we covered, I think, a lot of them, but just to go over in a little more detail, you have the assurance that the funeral arrangements will contain all of the essential liturgical elements of a Catholic funeral. Okay, so we're talking about the full rites and traditions of a Catholic funeral, which means you're going to have the viewing, you're going to have the visitation, you're going to have a Catholic mass with the body present, you're going to have a committal service that actually occurs within a Catholic cemetery. You get to choose all of the different liturgical options. So you get to choose the readings, you get to choose the music that you want.
Like you would anyway.
Yeah, exactly. But you're around to do it, because you're doing it in advance and it's being recorded and no one's going to change it because these are your wishes. And what ends up happening is, and they've been doing this for 20-some years, so they've got good statistics, 98% of the families follow exactly what the loved one has asked for. 98%. That's a phenomenal percentage.
Could I go back in and change something if all of a sudden, let's say I attend another funeral after I've already met with and filled out the details of my Catholic funeral plan. And I attended the funeral, like, wow, I've never heard that hymn before. You know what? I would like to have that played at mine, but I've already filled out all the details. Could I go back and make changes?
One phone call. That's all it takes. Changes will be made. You'll get copies sent to you, and you know that you've been taken care of. That's all it takes.
You know what? What about conflicts with your existing insurance? It just occurred to me.
No, there really shouldn't be any because the Catholic funeral plan is not designed to replace any life insurance that you may already have. Remember, when we you and you have a child. I had children. I'm assuming that you, like I, have life insurance that we purchase to protect our families. Should anything, God forbid, happen to us, I know that there's a policy behind me that's going to make sure that, A, my wife doesn't have to sell the house. Okay. House is going to be paid for. B, college expenses are going to be taken care of for the children. C, the lifestyle to which she's become accustomed, as high or low as it may be, she can still continue to live that lifestyle and not have to have a huge sacrifice because she's any more so than the fact that she's lost her husband, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Well, those are very important aspects that are required for the daily execution of your life, the daily living of your life. So those funds have to be available. This is strictly to fund your funeral. It doesn't, you wouldn't want to take money that your life insurance is, you have your life insurance for, because that's there to take care of your family and to insure for their financial future.
Okay.
Yet this is designed to decrease any additional burden to be placed on your families. So it doesn't have any conflict really with any existing policy. And it frees any existing policy to pay for other costs, any other costs that, you know, you might incur. Or actually, it becomes part of their inheritance, which is a great deal. So policy's proceeds have no tax consequences for you also, because it is a life insurance policy. It's not going to be included in your estate. And something that I think is really exciting is it doesn't disqualify you from receiving any Medicaid benefits.
Oh!
One of the things you'll find under Medicaid is that if you have a life insurance policy that has any cash value or is growing or building, if you sign up for Medicaid, the government comes and says, we'll take that, and it's gone, okay? Whereas this policy does not build cash value. What it does is it builds face value. So if you buy a $10,000 policy to pay for your funeral because you sit down with a family service advisor, you go through all the options, and you come up with a number, it's roughly $10,000. And 20 years later is when you pass. Well, that $10,000 face value is no longer $10,000. It might be $20,000. Okay? So it's kept up with the pace of inflation or sometimes exceeded it. And then whatever's left is given back to the family. So it's really it's really a great program.
Folks, you are listening to the Catholic Cemeteries Association radio show along with the Director of Family Services, Chris Radlitz. I'm Gary Byron. All right, you just mentioned Medicaid. During, during that time of life, many people, they consider moving for retirement, you know, maybe even changing their home location. So what if people, you said it's available for people in Connecticut, but what if somebody moves out of Connecticut and moves down to Florida or anywhere else for that matter?
So another great benefit of this program is it is a national program.
Oh, okay.
So it doesn't matter where you live. In order for us to be able to provide it to the families, they have to do it here in Connecticut to sign up. Once you're signed up and you have your card, you become a card-carrying member of the Catholic Funeral Plan, it is good anywhere in the country. All they do is make the phone call. It deals with every funeral director in the country. It deals with every possible situation. So it's really again an amazing service.
Okay.
Because it is a national program.
All right, I got another question for you about that then, because we're often even on this show talking about the Catholic Cemeteries Association. We constantly talk about, you know, Catholics or non-Catholics participating in burial at one of your, you know, one of the cemeteries. Well, what about this plan? Can a non-Catholic participate in the plan?
Certainly. I mean,
really?
If you think, oh, sure, because it's called the Catholic Funeral Plan, and one of the main benefits of it is that it preserves the rites and traditions of your Catholic tradition or Catholic funeral, okay? But if you're not Catholic, you still get all of the same benefits that the program provides. Mm-hmm. Your wishes are recorded. Doesn't matter what faith. It doesn't matter what those wishes are. They're all recorded. All the same information about taking care of the financial side and obligation for your family makes it easier for those that you leave behind.
Mm-hmm.
People still get the card. They still call the number, and it still gets done. Obviously, starting this program here in Connecticut, we are focusing on Catholic families.
Of course.
But should someone come in who happens to not be Catholic, that plan is completely acceptable. We will continue to support whatever religious beliefs they have.
Yeah, we've talked about pre-planning since we started doing this show about a year and a half ago. Well, what are
maybe
other,
once or twice.
Well, yeah, just a few times. What are some other pre-need plans, though?
Well, if you look at some other pre-need plans, they're simply arrangements between the funeral director and the family, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The unique advantage of the Catholic Funeral Plan is the presence of the Catholic Family Services Association to oversee the entire process. So from the time that you make your funeral arrangements until they're delivered and the bill is checked and we take care of the payment. Another benefit to the funeral home is they get paid within 48 hours. If you take a look at most families, or a lot of families, they use the insurance proceeds from a life insurance policy.
Oh, that could take
months before you actually get those things. So the funeral directors are sitting there saying, yeah, I'd like to get paid. And no, they don't. Or what they'll ask you to do is they'll ask you to assign your policy to them so that they know they're getting paid. And that means they get the money, and then they give back to you what you get.
I don't think a lot of people like that. I mean,
It's not a negative thing on the funeral director.
No, I'm not saying it is. Don't misunderstand me.
It's a different way of doing business.
This is a great, great new product to really help families. How can someone learn more about this plan and take advantage of the Catholic Funeral Plan?
Just call or visit one of our cemeteries and speak with a family service advisor. They'll take you through the process and help your family get the security and peace of mind that comes from being well-prepared.
Yeah.
Very easy.
That's really the running theme here, not just with the Catholic Funeral Plan, but the Catholic Cemeteries Association is being prepared in advance, and making the decisions that you want carried through.
I think almost 6 years ago when the Archbishop started the Family Service Program, the main goal he had was being able to educate families so that they know what their rights are as mm-hmm. Catholic Christians and to help families ease the transition into the loss of someone.
Folks, if you'd like some information not only on the Catholic Funeral Plan, but also on the Catholic Cemeteries Association, what I strongly recommend you doing is heading on over to their website, poke around a little bit. You may even have some questions they could get answered right there on the website, or the website might spark new questions for you. We'll write them all down. But start with the website. It's www.ccacem.org. Again, ccacem.org. Write those questions down. And then call the Catholic Cemeteries Association. They've got a toll-free number, 1-800-505-0080. Again, toll-free, 800-505-0080. And if you've got a question, hey, maybe you would like to have it answered right here on these very airwaves. Who knows? Maybe even as soon as next week. Simply email ccawdrc@gmail.com. I'll repeat that for you one more time. ccawdrc@gmail.com. For Chris Radlitz, Director of Family Services of the CCA, I'm Gary Byron. Until next Saturday, have a good one, everybody. So long.